This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
So, Bonte in for Spadoni. Spadoni's out for just one day. Shasky, we're reacting to the Warriors. And I got to tell you a story, Bonte. I'm so happy and riding so high, nothing could throw me off today. Nothing. I went and worked out. All right, woke up a little late, still worked out. I go, all right, I'm going to go down to the steam room, get my steam room on. I got a little sinus headache, you know? The steam room's not working. All right, that's all right. I'll go to the hot tub. No, the hot tub's not working either. That's okay. I'm not going to let it let me down. Cranked the shower up all the way to as hot as I possibly could. Stood in there, tried to get a little steam on. No big deal. I'm not feeling great. I'm going to get a pick-me-up. Let me go get a Starbucks. Throwing an espresso in there. I'm really amped up today.
Do it like Dan Campbell. Four shots in there.
Exactly. Nothing can knock me off. Then I go to Sam right when I come in this morning. I go, hey, you hungry? I am hungry. He didn't have his oatmeal and his sausage that he normally has.
Oh, wow. He's still on that plan.
But because of the Warrior win, I'm feeling so good. I go, you know what? I'll get breakfast. And then we're kind of kicking around what we're going to get for breakfast. And it's like, man, Warriors win. I'm super hungry. I'm feeling great. I'm flying high. And I go, what are you going to get? He goes, oh, I'm going to get this. And I go, all right, well, let's just get bagels. I go, all right, we'll get a bagel. So I get a bagel with cream cheese. And then I look at Sam's order as I give him my phone, and I have to use my face to be able to finish the order. He orders... A double stack? What did you order?
A double stack? What is a double stack?
The new double stack bagel sandwich from Noah's.
A double stack? What's in the double stack?
I don't know, like eggs and ham and cheese and stuff like that.
Double stack. It's like three times the price of whatever my bagel is.
It's a $20 bagel?
But you know what? I'm so happy with the Warriors. I bought it anyway because I love Sam.
A $20 bagel?
The benevolent butcher.
Nothing can knock me off today.
I'm not going to lie. Double stack sounds pretty good. Is it like House of Prime Rib? House of Prime Rib prices?
Hey, speaking of House of Prime Rib, Rocco was like, hey, I might have to get in on that.
Oh, nah, he wants to get in on that.
I think we might have to turn it into a mafia dinner.
A mafia dinner. All on Shasky.
Uh-huh.
Three-house Shasky. Mafia dinner.
Dude,
let's go.
You're going to need a fourth mortgage to pay that thing off.
The mafia dinner at House of Prime Rib. You could probably get us a table, too. You are the mayor of San Francisco.
No, my boy Fookie's got the hookup on that. Shout out John and Fookie.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Buck Studios. Laughing Buck righteously brewed in San Francisco after the Warriors win Game 7 on the road. The third time they've won a Game 7 on the road with Steve Kerr, under Steve Kerr, alongside Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Sacramento. Houston now.
Uh-huh.
And Houston. Houston twice, actually.
Houston
2018.
Twice. Yeah, because OKC Game 6 was on the road.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yep.
Game 7 was at home.
Yep.
They lost the Game 7 at home.
So they were down 3-2 to the Rockets in 2018. They came back to Oracle Arena. Remember, they were down 22 in the first quarter. Tucker was killing. And then Klay Thompson went crazy. Then they go to Game 7 where the Rockets missed 27 consecutive threes. And the Warriors advanced to the NBA Finals in 2018 to win a championship and go back-to-back.
The emotions. The emotions from Friday night.
I know. Give me your emotions Friday, because we were texting. I went full... Dude, on the post-game show, they're like, yo, we've never went full tilt on a panic meter.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'm panicking. I may need to go to church on
Sunday. I was convinced they were going to lose. I'll give you Friday. So Friday, I had a million things going on. Michelle wasn't feeling too good. The little guy wasn't feeling good. I was supposed to do some stuff. We got completely discombobulated. It was Uncle Danny's retirement party. And I get a text message. And Danny, if you're hearing this late, everybody's like, hey, don't worry. We're going to have the TV set up. I heard this from like five different people. This is at the Irish Center for his big retirement party. And I felt bad. I'm like, I hope this isn't like upstaging his retirement party. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he's a diehard sports fan, diehard Warriors
probably
fan.
Probably what he wanted.
Yeah. And like, then I get the text from Aaron like, hey, like, let's try to like keep it low, you know, on the, you know, it's about him tonight. I'm like, hey, totally get it. So I show up with the little guy, with Michelle, with the mother-in-law, this, we see everybody. The game is like starting, like it's 5:55. I grab a seat and I just plop a seat down in this giant big screen television. And I'm sitting there watching and I'm screaming and yelling and I'm like losing my mind because they look terrible. And Draymond, I don't even know, was that a punch?
Three minutes, seven seconds into the
game. They couldn't hit anything except Draymond hit Jalen Green. That was the only thing they could hit.
Green on green crime.
It was unbelievable. And then Draymond was like unhinged.
Yeah, he spoke about it last night. Because I'm watching the game. Did we have a halftime Friday? I don't remember. But I'm watching Draymond that entire game, and he was talking to the refs all game long. All game long, I'm like, Dre, you got to get your head into it.
Right.
And he was not there. He was not there. Steven Adams was just dominating that game. Dominating.
They were playing catch up the entire game. Yep. And it felt like they couldn't put any run together. I just felt we couldn't stop them multiple possessions in a row. Nor could we stop them and then score. They had an answer for everything. And you're talking about Steven Adams. How many second, third, and fourth chance opportunities
all ended game long
with a huge three?
All game long. And they were dominating points in the paint. They dominated threes. They dominated turnover battle. They were leading. Like, going into Game 7, the numbers favored the Houston Rockets.
They were the better team. Yep. There's just no other way around it. I said to myself, they're losing Game 7. There's no way they can pick themselves off the mat after exerting the energy that they have the last couple of weeks. There's just no way. There's not a chance at all.
So Saturday, you were just freaking out like, damn, Monday is going to be the funeral show.
Mike Accardi at San Francisco Baseball Academy was like, it's over. I said, I think it's over. Jim Moylan, it's over. I think it's over. Scott Hernandez, who I coach with, it's over. Like, everyone was feeling the same way. Like, there's just no way this team is going to pick themselves up, fly across the country. And we also thought the game was going to be at 12:30 originally. So it was like, oh, my God, now they have no chance. Yeah,
but it was a 5:30 tip-off.
I had zero confidence,
B. Well, Shasky, Saturday, I remember people was like, oh, good luck tomorrow on the broadcast. I say, look, I'm totally expected to do some pregame shows with the Giants Cubs this week at Wrigley Field. Like, I'm like, you know, let's just get this out the way. They're going to lose. We're going to have a chaotic offseason. What's going to happen? And then I get to the newsroom at NBC Sports Bay Area. It was tight in that building. Tight. People are like, yeah, whatever. Like, they've already accepted the loss. Monty Poole. It's like, yeah, I don't think this one. I even text Slater on a Saturday night. I'm like, so what's the deal with the starting lineup? Looney's going to play more. What's going on with the rotation? I'm trying to get inside information. Yeah, yeah. Anything I can find.
Well, we found out, like, GP2 wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling good. It's Sunday. He's like, he's out. So then I'm seeing all the nervous energy and stuff. The one guy who was confident out of nowhere. Ooh. Out of nowhere, because we're kind of like, man, I don't know about game 7. Bully goes, yo, I think they're going to win. I think they got it. The Rockets can't keep
shooting. Of course, the Hall of Famer.
And I'm like, remember game 4 Boston? The Warriors are down 2-1. We're at WEEI. Shasky and I are freaking out.
I was as low as I could be.
We were both fouled. I was like, damn, they're not going to win. They blew game 1. They're talking trash. And Willie calls the roast that Friday of game 4 and goes, they will win game 4, Roasters. They will win game 4. And I was delusional because I didn't know if I believed him. But we start walking around Boston. Remember, I was telling every Celtic fan, you're losing tonight. You know that, right? You're losing tonight.
You were very confident.
No, well, I convinced myself. I was very delusional. Deep down inside, asking, full disclosure, I was not confident about game 4.
Vontae, over the weekend, from Friday night to before the game Sunday, I saw that Wolverine meme where Wolverine's looking into the picture. I saw Otto Porter Jr. in the picture.
Jordan Poole.
I saw Jordan Poole. We were down so bad.
Klay Thompson.
Bogut. I mean, I saw it all. And I'm thinking to myself, because they needed somebody to stop Steven Adams. And then, like, the offseason moves were like, we're trading this guy, we're trading that guy. Giannis is available. Jimmy's gone. Dre's gone. You know, everybody but Steph is on the table.
I was like, with the way the Kuminga situation went down, knowing how much Joe Lacob loves Jonathan Kuminga and everything happening with Steve Kerr, I was totally embracing a coaching change, thinking they may move on from Steve Kerr. I had no idea what this offseason was going to bring to the table if they lost last night. But you see Joe Lacob courtside next to Brendan Schneider, standing up, pumping his fist.
Hey, I will say this. When you're on the road supporting your team,
there's no greater feeling.
As long as you can get out safe, that's the key. Get it out of the arena safely. There's no better feeling than your team is crushing the soul of the home crowd and you're on the road with them. It feels like you're behind enemy lines.
No, I was definitely I had energy for the pregame show, but in my head I was like, you know, they get off to a slow start. This is a wrap.
So he was pulling a Mark Jackson, wearing the all black. I'm fighting for my life.
Chasky, I swear to God, I looked at the black suit and I said, I can't do that.
Not today.
I said, I'm going businessman blue. Businessman blue. I'm not going all black. I thought about it. I was like, no, those are bad vibes.
Well, so then I had, like, on Sunday, we had the first communion for Lake LaRocca, and love you. Yep. It was a great day out at St. Finbar's. Beautiful church, beautiful ceremony, and everybody's out there just with this nervous energy. You could just feel it. Like, there's just nervous energy. And everyone was like, this is an old team. They just look done. They look like they're ready to 1-2-3 Cancun.
Look, there was questions about Draymond being done. Monty Poole, who's as level-headed as they come, was like, he just can't do the things that he wants to do anymore. And I was like,
sounds like me.
I was like, this is how it's going to end.
After marriage.
Yeah. Hey, is this kind of him? You know, I'm trying to chase around baby Chance, and I'm thinking, man, I can still run a 4.9. Well, not really. Not really. Old Bonte's getting slow. He doesn't have the endurance he used to have, right? More ways than one. But no, Draymond Green. I can't believe what we saw last night.
Steven Adams was not just destroying them. He was getting every block on defense, every rebound possible. It was taking 3 and 4 guys to even attempt to box him out, and even then they couldn't. I thought that Steven Adams was spectacular in this series. And somehow, some way, they found a way yesterday to kind of neutralize him.
Yeah, they did. They did. Just like against OKC back in 2016. By the way, the Boxer Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Shout out to you guys. I don't have it up on my screen. I'm sure Zucci Man is out there texting.
I got it right here. Zucci's all over it.
See, he's all over it, what Zucci said.
So refreshing to have my guy be back. Tell him I said what up.
Don't get accustomed to it, baby. Your boy might be taken by the 8 o'clock hour. The tank is on empty. Tank is on. I got a quarter of a tank of gas left right now, Sasky. I need you to carry me.
Scraping the bottom of the oil. You're like, I got 30 miles, it says. You ever go to, no AC.
You ever been so broke, you go to the gas station, you're like, I was so broke, I had to get the UPS from 19th and Judah, I had to get the UPS at Orchard Point. I'm running low. Basically $4. Three of them was dollar bills, the rest was change.
Oh, I've been there. We've all been there. Yeah, it was... But B, now where I'm at this phase in my life where my wife intentionally leaves the engine, like the tank is like at its lowest. It's always got the yellow light on, like up, gotta get filled every time I go to move the car at any point. She's like, oh, that's your job is to fill up the tank.
It's amazing the duties that we have.
It's
laundry, trash.
I know.
Get me started. Let's go to the lines. Timothy and Alameda's been waiting on hold for a while. Let's get him out here.
It all feels worth it when the Warriors win the way they do.
Timothy, what's happening, man? Sorry for the long wait.
Oh, man, thank you so much for pulling my car, call on the air. You guys, good seeing you again. I was watching that game last night, and the first thing that hit me was the uniforms. It was like I was transformed on the field. Mm. Buddy, piss in the cup, heel. My God, that was such a game. I think it was the best game that I've ever seen the Warriors play. They were vicious, and I believe they'll take it all the way. But I was kind of wondering if the NBA had these guys throw these games, because I think the Warriors could have beat them all the time. It was weird.
That's not giving enough credit to Houston. Come on.
Yeah, you got
to
tip your cap to the Rockets.
Well, I mean, Houston was great, but I'm just saying, last night it just seemed like the Warriors were firing all gears. You know, everything was, the engine was well-oiled. Everybody was getting down. And Curry playing a defense, it was amazing. It was a great game.
You know why they won yesterday? Well, obviously, Buddy Hield was spectacular. Their defense, in terms of denying them to shoot threes, because that was the difference in the other games. Like, Fred VanVleet was taking whatever he wanted, wherever he wanted. I thought they made him put the ball on the floor more than he wanted to in this game seven. That was the key for me. Not letting him be a catch-and-shoot guy. They stymied Şengün. By game seven, they figured out the spin moves.
The 1-3-1 zone that the Warriors employed yesterday was amazing. They played, they didn't overhelp.
No.
That was one thing they did in game six and game five. They were overhelping way too much. Whether it overreacted to Şengün down in the post, the 1-3-1 zone allowed Draymond Green to play his best weak side defense. Jimmy Butler at times was defending Şengün with Draymond Green coming in as the help. I thought that was a nice little twist there by Jerry Stackhouse. But that 1-3-1 zone really befuddled the Rockets. They're a young team. And it's just amazing to me that how many teams don't know how to play against his own defense. You would think that it creates open shots, but ever since we've seen Toronto and Nick Nurse kind of employ that janky defense back in 2019, more teams are starting to do that now, and more teams don't know what to do against his own. It's amazing.
I love the wrinkle that they've added into the league with this with these zones. I actually like it. I know you call it janky, but...
No, I like it too.
I think it's situationally really brilliant.
Well, the Warriors called it janky. Now they do it all the time.
I love it. The other thing that I thought that they did really well, you'll hear this from coaches, but think about this. Their best defense was also their offense yesterday in the sense that they were hitting shots. So when you give up long misses, that fuels an athletic team into transition, which we know the Warriors are not as athletic and they're not as fast as the Houston Rockets. Yep. The other thing that it did was it allowed them, without giving up turnovers, those half-court, two-on-ones, three-on-two situations where you're just going to lose those matchups. Yep. You just are. Now, credit Draymond Green. He made two unbelievable transition stops as Sam Lubman
comes in with the
is
bagel.
Bringing in my $4 bagel. Where's your $20 bagel?
Let me see the double stack. Bring the double stack over here. I want to put it in
it's
camera.
It's a great day. It's game seven.
I want to see the double stack in a second. Go ahead. Continue what you were saying.
But basically, it's as simple as this, is that I thought because their offense was more potent, it fueled their defense to being more tightened and more buttoned up. And the fact that they didn't turn the ball over as much as they had in other ones, it was all a factor into limiting the half-court offense of the Rockets. That's their weakest part of their team.
Look at this double stack right here.
She looks incredible.
It does look incredible.
You need to get like a Noah's Bagel sponsorship.
I'm trying to lose weight here. I'm trying to lose weight, man. Get that out of my face. Double sack looks good.
It's twice as much.
All right, there it is.
$20 bagel. Better be worth it.
Let's go to David, South City. David, South City. What up, Dave? Good morning.
Hey, great game. That was, I think that was the best Warriors game ever that I've seen, because I was like totally nervous, because judging from 5 and 6, I was, to be honest with you, skeptical that they were going to pull it off, but everybody showed up. So yeah, it was really good.
Best game ever. You put that above game 6 OKC.
I can't go
game 7 2018.
I love you. It's the first round.
Oh, Dave's gone?
I mean, just game like 5 against Cleveland way back when.
I mean, at Oracle Arena.
Game 4 against Boston in Boston.
I mean, game 6, game 5 in Boston.
I'm not mad
game
at
game 6
him.
Against Memphis.
Look, it's the best game of this year.
Yes, game 6 against Memphis to eliminate them on a Friday night. I mean, come
whatever music Draymond was listening to, he might need to do that the rest of the way. He, like, came out of this series. What was the totals? I mean, I got it right here. I think
16, 6, and 5.
No. That's not the total I'm talking about. Oh. Draymond Green, 4 techs, 2 flagrants, 21 fouls, and 20 turnovers. He can't wait to turn the page.
Oh, my God. By the way, he's trolling Tari Eason on Twitter right now. It's Warriors World tweeted, I think the Tari Eason Warriors come out to play or something like that. And then Draymond Green quote tweeted with laughing emojis, spoiled milk. Draymond Green getting ready for game 7.
He always gets the last laugh.
He always. Check this out. Draymond Green last night.
I had to channel it in a different way because that could lead you to, come on, and I want us so bad. I actually went the opposite way. I listened to all slow music the last couple days. Just kind of calmed myself down, went to the spa, meditate. Because I knew, like, I know I can ratchet my intensity up. I know I'm going to meet the intensity level, but I felt like I was going too far. Now, I listened to checkout time on the way to the game the other day. And that was the exact mindset I had going into that game. Wanted to change it up a little bit today. You know, SZA, 90s R&B just kind of changed it, completely changed it up. So it was good for me.
What did he say to the team? Because before game 7 against Sacramento, well, Stephen Curry, who gave his speech. Mm-hmm. I remember the article, Draymond Green's like, Steph was like, I think we need to speak to the team. Draymond's like, cool, I got it. Steph was like, let me handle this one. Let me handle this one this season. And Steph basically said, hey, if you're not all in, don't get on the team bus up to the state capitol. And then Steph drops 50. Well, yesterday, Buddy Hill was explaining and saying, you know, people wanted to talk, and it was Draymond Green. We're like, we want to hear from Draymond Green. Well, here's what Draymond Green said, what he told the team. Here it is right here. What he said to the team right before game 7 against the Houston Rockets.
I think what goes into it is really decide who's going to get a speech. Obviously, I always try to defer to Steph, defer to Jimmy, and they wanted me to speak. But I had a lot to say. And like I said, most importantly was calling myself out. You know, you can't go into a game 7 expecting guys to rally off the game we had before and not address it. And so I wanted to address that, number one. But then secondly, tell everybody else what we needed, which was a togetherness like no other. And our huddles together. Trusting in each other and believing. And so I thought it was much needed. But as much as I think this team needed it, I feel like I needed it for myself even more. Because you got to be accountable. You can't be a leader and not be accountable. You call other guys out when their stinks, then you better say when yours does too. And that's what I tried to make a point in doing.
He even gave the Rockets credit, tipped his cap to the Houston Rockets, a young team, and Ime Udoka and company, taking accountability. I'll take it, Shasky.
You know, the Draymond Green, like, roller coaster that we've been on for about 15 years.
How many times have you traded him?
Oh, hundreds. And I was not alone. Warrior fans were going to trade him Saturday, Sunday morning, and had they lost on Sunday afternoon, you would have been trading him too.
The word cooked was attached to his name after Friday night.
But here's what I can't understand. I know Thanos and I guess Palpatine in Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
Very few villains get the last laugh.
I know.
Like,
I know.
In the history of the world, very few get the last laugh. And every single time he finds a way get the last laugh on everyone.
He finds a way.
Tristan Thompson, LeBron, then he joined LeBron. I mean, like, Jordan Poole, you know, all the different people that he's gone up against over the years, whether it's the Memphis Grizzlies, whether it's OKC.
Thompson.
Kendrick Perkins.
Kevin Durant, I mean.
Paul Pierce. You know, like, he every time he has someone in his crosshairs, somehow, some way, he gets the last laugh. It's honest to God remarkable.
It is remarkable. And then the meme that's popping up now, when they're up 14 last night, and he finds the camera. He knows where the cameras are at. Like, game, what was it, game 4? When Shai Gu misses a shot at the end of the game, and he's like, don't try me on it. He's looking into the camera and stuff, and he's talking about game three out of nowhere. The Warriors win, and he's telling Jalen Green to go paint his fingernails again.
It's just unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
But he always gets the last laugh. He gets
the roller coaster. You're right. I remember vividly going up to the California Classic, going to see Kuminga play for the first time, and Moses Moody. And then the next day I said, Shask, I got something for you, man. And we constructed a three-team trade that everybody was on board with. So much so that I know executives are like, yo, that's not bad. Ex-players are telling me, yo, executives kind of like it. It makes sense, right? It was Ben Simmons. And by the way, Ben Simmons can't even hit the rim on a six-foot hook shot. Clippers went out bad on Saturday. Went out real bad.
James Harden, I mean, just classic.
Hey, Russell Westbrook getting the laugh.
They needed a Buddy Hield.
They needed Buddy Hield. They did need Buddy Hield. But Draymond Green, you're so right. He keeps surviving. And now, as we take a glimpse at the next series, the storylines galore. I mean, the Rudy Gobert, Draymond Green effect.
Well, that's going to be
the chokehold heard around the world. Then you got Julius Randle, who has some history with Draymond Green.
Yes, going back to the Lakers.
Yes. Anthony Edwards says he wants Draymond Green. All right? You got Dante DiVincenzo playing against his former team. Jimmy Butler, they don't like him in Minnesota.
Mike Conley and the Warriors have a lot of history.
A lot of history.
A lot of history.
A lot of history. Then you got Naz Reid, the Warriors' killer.
He is a killer.
He is a killer.
We got Jaden McDaniels.
They got KD. We got Jaden McDaniels. Yes. And you know what? That Joker can play on both ends of the floor.
Absolutely.
And then you got Alexander Walker.
Who is nice.
He's a nice player.
Yeah.
This series, the storyline and the spiciness.
And their coach is great.
Oh, Chris Finch is a hell of a coach.
Really enjoyed watching him coach that Lakers series.
He's a hell of a coach.
Lakers.
And they have experience after going to the West Finals last season. So this is going to be a spicy, spicy-ass semifinal in the Western Conference between the Warriors and T-Wolves.
But if I would have told you after game six, immediately after that buzzer ended, yeah, Draymond will get the last laugh. I don't know how many people would have been on board with that.
No, we were, I mean.
That would have been a Hail Mary.
I walked out of Chase late Friday night thinking, damn, that's the last home game of the season.
I thought they were done.
I'm just like. Ushers and security guards, and I'm just like, yeah, that's it. I guess I'll see you for a Valkyries game.
I know they start up soon, huh?
Yeah, they got a preseason game Tuesday.
Jeez Louise.
Let's go to
believe it. I can't believe they won. And Buddy freaking
Hield. Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield
game. The boss sent me a text, I don't know, 2 months ago, and he's like, I'm telling you, this season is going to come down at some point to a Buddy Hield moment. And I'm like, yeah, that's terrifying. And like, all I kept saying was like, you know, like on the air, like it's frightening when you're walking the Buddy Hield tightrope because, yeah, like he could go from one building to the other and, oh, we're good. You could also fall to his death. And like that cat meme, he's just hanging on in there by a little thread.
I mean,
it's unreal.
I mean, the guy was 0-for-4 Friday night. It was a non-factor. And the Rockets are doing a hell of a job of paying attention to where. But now he did have some solid game three and game four. He was solid in those games.
I thought at the end of game five, I was like, all right, let's try to find a silver lining. Hey, Buddy attacked the basket at the end of game five.
Right.
But again, we took a lot of calls. I don't know, you weren't here, but we took a lot of calls like, it was inspiring to see Kevin Knox play that way. It's going to inspire the team. Yeah. And I was thinking like Friday night after that loss. Yeah, great inspiration.
Yeah, the bench really carried over to Friday night.
Because I saw nothing.
Nah, we didn't see anything. There's
and I'm not
no
trying
carryover.
To knock people that felt that way. What I'm saying is they had no momentum.
But to your point earlier, these playoff series, every game it's its own story.
Exactly.
Game to game, you're countering, you're adjusting your game plan. You may adjust your starting lineup, but somehow, some way, the combination of Buddy Hield, Brandon Podziemski, alongside Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, going into game seven, they had the best net rating together. That was only 34 minutes. But that was the best combination for the Warriors in this series. So as I wonder, like, why not just start Moody as you're 18-3 with Moody and Pods with the big three? Why not just start Moody? Well, he goes with Buddy Hield, and Steve Kerr proving us all again, and he knows a lot more than we do as the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and he improves to 8-0 in the first round.
He was 4-1
in game sevens. His third quarter, watch the third quarter back. The way he used his timeouts to shut down all the mini runs, Steve Kerr's been excellent. So hell of a win for the Warriors. The Buddy Hield game. It's officially the Buddy Hield game. May 4th in Game 7 against the Rockets. Let's go to George in the Jungle. George, what's happening?
Gentlemen, so much to look at right here. The first thing I got to say is Steven Adams. My kids and I are talking throughout the whole game saying how much we can't stand Houston, how much we don't like Van Fleet, how much we hate Dylan Brooks. And all we can say is how much we love Steven Adams.
Totally agree.
You know?
Totally agree.
That's just, it's just there. Now, for the rest of it, Draymond, you say Sangoon disappeared. That's not quite true. You and I are thinking along the same line, Shasky. Thanos snapped his fingers, and Sangoon vanished. And the thing about Draymond, he didn't get the DPOY. He didn't get the Defensive Player of the Year. But that he's going to get the D-pop, Defensive Player of the Playoffs. No question.
D-pop.
No question. The sun will rise tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar.
Damn, we're getting all poetic here.
Well, we're all listening to that soul music, you know?
No, the best part is he had a spa day. Spa day and meditated. I love that. I love a good spa day.
I'm telling you,
go bougie, Shasky, you never go back.
Well, I don't know about like the mud spa stuff. Day. I don't know about all that, but I know a good hot tub. I love a good hot tub.
I've done a mud bath last year. Up in Calistoga.
Did it cleanse your soul?
It did cleanse my soul. Yeah. It felt good. Yeah. And then I go to the pool and somebody asked me, yo, you and Draymond good?
You were glowing and then that brought you down, huh?
Richie Rich and Livermore. The mud bath was special, though.
I cannot believe they pulled this one out.
Richie Rich, what's happening, Richie?
What's cracking with my dogs, man? Good morning, man. The duo's back. Hey, I heard the old baby. I said, oh, they're teasing us with a little Bonte recording. But I was like, okay, he give us a little Monday morning good. I like it. Hey, I got to be real, B. Hey, my garbage day on Friday is real early. I'm going to need you to come in at 8 o'clock, dog. I need 2 hours. I already enough, man. You know what I'm saying? I need my dynamic duo for 2 hours, G.
Hold on. The Hegan wants to give me a little raise. I got no problem with that. I can be bought, Richie Rich. I can be bought.
Yep. But Hegan got to make it happen, dog. I need 2 hours, okay. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but for real, hey, I got to keep the buck, man. Hey, I was after game 5 and 6, I was negative Nancy, man. I'm like, dude, I'm seeing all Cleveland Cavalierish. We're going to blow a 3-1 lead. I said, man, we've exasperated all of our energy. I do not see us winning game 7 in Houston. Like, me and my son, we're watching in the backyard, and he's like, Dad, you see Curry? He's like, he looks like he's ready to go to Cancun with Aisha. I'm like, yeah, you telling me? And then here comes Buddy Buckets, dude. Like, hey, Item traded that guy so many times this year for him being off for a month and a half that I am so glad we got him. Let's keep it real. We do not win yesterday without Buddy Buckets. And then the veteran presence comes through and gets us through it, man. This next series is going to be tough, but I feel like we got a better matchup with these guys than we did with Houston. Houston defense, man, they're bringing it. They're real. They're going to be a problem going forward. You know what I'm saying? But the veteran presence got us, man. Thank you, guys. You know what I'm saying? Starting the Monday off good. And got to wish my little 3-year-old DJ a happy birthday.
Nice. Fellas. Happy birthday,
dog, birthday,
you know
DJ.
What I'm saying?
Happy birthday,
I love
birthday,
you guys, man. Dog. I'll see happy you on birthday. The baseball field today. Soon, Richie
happy
Rich.
Happy birthday. Here's what Buddy Hield had to say about starting a Game 7 in front of – he never played a Game 7 in his career. He's been in the league for 9 seasons. Never played a Game 7. This is only his second playoff series of his career. Didn't really play last year in Philadelphia. Had the one quarter where he went crazy, but really didn't play against the New York Knicks. Here's what he had to say about starting in Game 7.
I was talking to Lone earlier, and I was like, man, like I'm so glad I'm starting tonight because how would it be coming to the bench? Because coming to the bench for the Game 7 is being really hard, you know? So just starting to get all the jitters out. It's a childhood dream, you know? We all talk about Game 7s. We all want to play in Game 7s, but that's actually playing in the Game 7 and getting prepared for it is one of the hardest things ever. Now, thank God for my mom and everybody that, like, prepared me, like, put me in a situation that I can be prepared, being mentally and spiritually prepared for this. And my teammates, of course, you know, Jimmy and Steph and Dre, those vets, they've been in the fire before and they know what it's like and it's part of their lead.
The biggest shot of the game, I know there's others in the second half that you could point to. I thought it was the one before the end of the quarter in the first quarter. That, to me, was the biggest shot of the game because it was like, bang, let's go. Like, we finished on a good note. We had so many crummy first quarters where we didn't finish, and Houston would finish and gain all that momentum starting into the second quarter and into that long break. I thought that shot was everything.
Here's what he had to say about that shot.
You know, when I shot it, I know I had a chance. I didn't know it was going there. I know I had a chance. And it was, like I say, I always want to give it a chance. And I felt like when that opened up, when I went in, that just helped me really come more relaxed. And I didn't celebrate too much because I know we had 3 more quarters to go.
Now, Shasky, if you go back and watch that play, he gets the rebound and he like paused for a second. And it looked like the Warriors pitch is like, get up court, go. You got 4 seconds left. Remember that? Like, yeah. They were like, go, buddy, go. Like, he was like, oh, okay, fine, I'll go. And he gets to the Toyota Center logo and lets it fly. He hits it. We're like, oh, my gosh. Then the guy would miss in the second quarter. No. The second quarter was just 5 of 6 from the floor, 4 of 5 for the three-point line, 14 points. But it was just funny because Buddy's just this fun-loving guy who's just about ball. That's all he is. He could go 2 for 15. He can go 14 to 15. He's going to have the same smile, right? He's going to be in the same mood. He's going to have good spirits. But they're like, go, buddy, go. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he just lets it fly. He hits it. The Warriors get a 4-point lead. But I thought it was massive because, one, they lost 5 of the 6 first quarters in this series. But, two, it felt like they were playing faster in that first quarter. It finally felt like the Warriors were playing at their pace despite the low scoring numbers in that first quarter. And that led to the second quarter where they were able to build a 14-point lead, and the rest is history. They never relinquished that lead. They were up 12 at the half. And you're thinking to yourself, I know I was. Steph's got 3 points and they're up 12.
I know.
Houston's in trouble.
Well, the thing about Buddy this series, if you've been paying attention, like, clearly the shot has been all over the place, all right? But his effort level has been there. He's gotten a lot of loose balls.
Yep.
He's played pretty good defense. Like, no one is going to, you know, think that he's Draymond or Amen Thompson or anything like that, but he's been really good. And I think he's been an active rebounder, which is all you need to be in this team. And he took some rhythm threes for this team that they desperately needed and just opened the floor up. He had a couple pump fakes,
yep,
and he just took his time and it was like, let's go.
Yep. Nah, no doubt. It was a big time Buddy Hield game. Stephen Curry goes crazy. Steve Kerr was brilliant, I thought, with the way he used his timeouts. But let's go to my man, Oscar Stockton.
What's up, no Oscar?
Talk. Oscar, what's
Draymond
happening, brother? Draymond, man, your boy stepped up.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, my whole thing is that I've been flying my flags around out here in Stockton. And for my boy Buddy Hield to step up, because everybody been calling in. Vontae, I'm glad to see you in the studio. They called in about Draymond and Buddy Hield. And them two was my boys. And guess what they did? They showed up and showed out. So everybody, like I said last week, who was calling with that negative energy and all scared, and they're used to being scared when you got Steph Curry on your team.
All right. Oscar, thing, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
I never get scared. But even yesterday, I was like, I don't know about this one. I don't know about this one.
I never get scared, but yesterday I was like, no,
I don't know about this one.
Hey, dog,
Oscar, you weren't a little nervous? I got to call Cap. You weren't a little nervous?
Vontae, I'm going to tell you, everybody know me out here. I walk around, I do Instacart. In every store, I have my Steph Curry jersey on, my socks on, my hat. My flag's flying, and I'm going to tell you, this game, I wasn't nervous. My wife will tell you, I was not nervous. I just knew. I had confidence, and I said, step back. And they had that talk. I know they're going to have that talk, but they had to talk, and they calmed down.
Wait, you knew they were going to have to see us. Who's your insider, Oscar?
Hey, Oscar, when Draymond got the flagrant, your heart didn't go, uh-oh, just a little?
Yeah, Well, as a matter of fact, I told my wife, I said, guess what? Draymond, he's going to get a check or a flagrant. I walked out the room, but I said, basketball, they know what's going on. They're not going to give him a flagrant. They know he's almost close to getting suspended for a game. But I knew he was going to get a check because anytime you go across the head, but did you see the reaction for Draymond? He was calm. He was cool. And that's when I knew the Warriors was going to win this game because he was under control. His attitude was calm. And the whole team was calm. And I knew, I said, you know what? The Warriors not going to lose that game because they play good on the road. They play damn good on the road.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And people want to always criticize Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr, when are we going to give him some kudos? He's been coaching his butt off, man. Coaching his butt off. And I'm telling everybody, like Draymond Green just said, even on ESPN, you know Steph Curry led the team in scoring, rebound, and assist this whole series.
Yep.
This whole series. So I'm telling you right now, you better get prepared for the Warriors. They're going to take this next game. We're going to win it in 7. It might not be 6. It's going to be 7. But don't count out the OGs, man. And the young crew we got, they better get lacing it up. Because like Steve Kerr said, this first game, he's not going to throw it away. But the rest of the bench will have to play. Because the older crew played a lot of minutes. They're going to have to play this first game. And I know Steve Kerr going to have them ready, man. Hey, Bonte, I'm glad to hear you guys on the voice, on the radio, and Shasky. Hey, man, you my boy. Keep the Bay Area pumped up, man. Let's go.
My guy, Oscar.
You guys are friends now.
We're
homies now. You guys made up.
Well, I call it like I see it. And he appreciates that. I got to say, I still can't get over it. Draymond's got to be the only player in the history of the game. And it's happened to him a couple times over the last 5 years. He gets fouled. They call a foul on the other team. And yet he walks away with a flagrant.
I know.
I don't even know how. And I was like, you know what? That is the right call.
Game four, right? He gets the technical instead of the flagrant. The Tari Eason situation?
I don't
even know what it is.
Bonte.
And then, by the way, hold on real quick. Isn't it refreshing for the first 2 hours of the show? We haven't said one word about the officials.
Oh, they did a great job yesterday.
I put it out there that it was a Tony Brothers, Gucci Man, and Kevin Scott game. And the internet went crazy. How many comments I saw? That tweet blew up, right? I'm like, it's just a tweet about the officials. Oh, it's done. The NBA's got the script. They're tired of us. And the conspiracy.
Why do we do this in the NBA?
Catfish has got us.
Tony Brothers,
he is terrible. And then Fitz, I love you, Fitz. I do love you, Fitz. But he goes, and this is just an excellent crew here that we have today for Game 7. I'm like, come on, Fitz. There's nothing excellent about Tony Brothers.
He's speaking it into existence.
Tony Brothers and Gucci
Stop
Man.
It.
By the way, there's a photo that Gucci
I
Man.
I saw
and,
that.
You saw that? How great was that?
I mean, they look like brothers. It's unbelievable. Draymond Green threw 7 games in the playoffs, this playoffs. 4 techs, leads the NBA. 2 flagrant fouls, leads the NBA. 21 common fouls, 20 turnovers. But that's okay. He has the last laugh. He played great.
He has the last laugh.
I mean, dude, we got to be careful in this next one. I mean, you can't get ejected.
I know.
I mean, this is not good.
Should we, you know what? Greg and Cole, hang on tight. 888-957-9570.
Reset. Bagel.
I know. I can tell. You're ready to
I'm
eat.
So
you're
hungry.
Ready to shout out. 888-957-9570. Give us your thoughts on Game 7. How about Buddy Buckets? Did you have any belief that you'd walk out of Game 7 saying, wow, Buddy Hill saved the day? Because I sure didn't. Wasn't on my bingo card. 888-957-9570. That's coming up. Your phone calls. Greg and Cole. Hang tight. We'll get you right at the top of the hour here on the Morning Roast. Bonte Hill in for Joe Spinotti. We got Shasky scarfing down a bagel. But now it's time for the injury report. What's going on in Houston? I mean, Game 2, Brendan Podziemski sick. Game 5, Jonathan Kuminga comes out with a migraine. And then yesterday, Gary Payton II was forced to miss Game 7 due to an illness. What is going on? Pominos? Anybody in H-Town? What's going on? SM Bay Drummer, what the hell's going on with their food down there? Why are our boys getting sick? Good thing they're leaving Houston. Hopefully GP2 will be available for Game 1 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But Pods and JK obviously were able to return. And hopefully GP2 is ready to roll against Minnesota because they'll need them with the point attack defense. Remember the last time the Warriors played Minnesota at Chase Center, GP2 was very instrumental in that fourth quarter against Anthony Edwards. He slowed him down. His point of attack defense will be crucial in this next series against Minnesota. The injury report, brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Again, your phone calls. Mondays is about you. It's like football season. It's all about the callers. Give us your thoughts. I want to hear from everybody today here on a Monday morning as the Warriors dust off the Rockets and invest to the Western Conference semifinals to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. We're talking about Buddy Hield, 33 points, the seventh player in NBA history to drop at least seven threes in a game seven. That is what's coming up on a game brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.